Hello and welcome to another edition of the Byron York Show, the No Chit Chat podcast, brought to you today by Upstart. We'll talk about that later. We want to get right into today's topic, which is the crazy impeachment. As you know, Democrats in the House are planning to impeach President Trump on Wednesday, January 13th. Now, these very same Democrats have been trying to remove the president from office since before he entered office. And now, with this impeachment, they are proposing to remove him from office after he leaves office. I mean, it's not very hard to look at the calendar, impeach him on January the 13th. He leaves office on January the 20th. So somehow in between there, the Senate is supposed to fit a trial and a verdict. Now, the Senate is not supposed to come back, scheduled to come back into session, until January the 19th, which is the day before Inauguration Day. But even if it does, even if they make some special agreement and come back on January the 14th or January the 15th, they're supposed to hold a quickie trial and then decide. This really makes a mockery of the process of impeachment. I mean, look at all of the thorough and deliberate hearings the House has held on this impeachment matter. Obviously, they've held none. None. They wrote an article and they're going to pass it because they have the majority. House Democrats will do this. And they're going to pass it on Wednesday morning or sometime Wednesday. But the fact is, given the timing involved, they're talking about impeaching a president who is going to be out of office before the impeachment process is finished. So how do you remove an ex-president from office? He is already gone. It's a bizarre question, and that's exactly what is brought up by this Democratic drive to impeach the president on January the 13th, in hopes, apparently, of removing him from office in a matter of days. Now, here's the thing. Some argue that the Constitution permits the impeachment of a former president. Now, it has never happened before in U.S. history. Never, ever, ever. And the question has never been adjudicated. There hasn't been a case that got all the way through court about this. So there's no way to say with 100% confidence what the answer is. But a man named Michael Luttig, he's a former judge on the United States Court of Appeals for the Fourth Circuit, a Republican appointee, makes a convincing case that no, it is not constitutional to impeach a former president. Now, Luttig first made this argument in a few tweets that I saw on Monday. So on Monday evening, I got in touch with him and had a conversation about this. So I'm reporting basically on some of the things that he told me in this conversation. So I'm going to quote from him here. He says, quote, "The crux of my argument is that the very purpose of the impeachment power is to remove an incumbent official. That seems to me to be crystal clear and inescapably true under the text of the Constitution itself." So, since Luttig brought up the text of the Constitution, let's go to the Constitution, and I will now do a dramatic reading of the clauses that are relevant to impeachment. So, we'll start with this. "The president, vice president, and all civil officers of the United States shall be removed from office on impeachment for and conviction of treason, bribery, or other high crimes and misdemeanors." Okay, we know that. "The House of Representatives shall have the sole power of impeachment." We know that. "The Senate shall have the sole power to try all impeachments." Now, they get into a little detail on how a trial will work. "When sitting for that purpose, they shall be on oath or affirmation. When the President of the United States is tried, the Chief Justice shall preside, and no person shall be convicted without the concurrence of 2/3 of the members present." Okay, so that's how it works. "Judgment in cases of impeachment shall not extend further than to removal from office and disqualification to hold and enjoy any office of honor, trust, or profit under the United States. But the party convicted shall nevertheless be liable and subject to indictment, trial, judgment, and punishment according to law. Okay, so what they're saying is you can remove the president, and after you remove the president, you can, if you choose, disqualify him to hold any future federal office. And in any event, when he's convicted, that is, he's removed from office, when he is removed from office, he will nevertheless be liable to indictment. So you can charge him with a crime, and you can try him, and you can punish him. All right, now the plain meaning of these passages is that impeachment, in the case of a president, is designed to remove the president from office. A secondary purpose is to disqualify a removed president from ever holding federal office again. I'm going to quote from Michael Luttig now. It's the impeachment that is the authority for the disqualification. It's the impeachment that is the authority for the disqualification. And a former president, this is me talking, not Michael Luttig, a former president, by definition, cannot be removed from office. And by the way, the Constitution does specifically lay out the way to deal with wrongdoing once the president is out of office. He will be, quoting again, liable and subject to indictment, trial, judgment, and punishment according to law. So that's where it is. Now we're going to take a quick break here, talk just a little bit about Upstart, and be right back. Your credit card, you all know what it is. It's that little plastic thing that can get you in trouble. And sometimes we use it too much and run up too much debt. Sometimes people do that because they've acted irresponsibly, but sometimes they do it because of circumstances they just can't control. And they have too much money, too many expenses, too much money owed, and they have to do something about it. And one thing that people do is they consolidate all of their various credit card debts into one loan. And one way to do that is Upstart. It is the fast and easy way to get a personal loan to pay off all of your debt all online, paying off credit cards, other debts. Over 500,000 people have used Upstart to get a simple, fixed monthly payment. Upstart finds smarter rates with trusted partners because they assess more than just your credit score. With a 5-minute online rate check, you can see your rate up front for loans from $1,000 to $50,000. You can get approved the same day and can receive funds as quickly as one business day. If debt is taking over your life, and sometimes it does, it's time to get a fresh start from Upstart. So find out how Upstart can lower your monthly payments today when you go to upstart.com/Byron. That's upstart.com/Byron. And Byron, by the way, is B-Y-R-O-N. It's not Brian. It's not Bryson. It's Byron, B-Y-R-O-N. Don't forget to use our URL to let them know we sent you. Now, loan amounts will be determined based on your credit, income, and certain other information provided in your loan application. Go to upstart.com/Byron. Okay, I was saying how the Constitution specifically lays out the purposes of impeachment and what can be done to a president after he has left office. It clearly says how presidential wrongdoing should be addressed, both when the president is in office and when he is out of office. But some Democrats are claiming that they can start impeachment now when President Trump is in office, and they're going to do that on Wednesday, and finish it with a Senate trial that takes place, or at least finishes, after the president has left office on January the 20th. Now, James Clyburn, who is the third-ranking Democrat in the House, even suggested that the House could pass impeachment articles and then hold on to them until the new President Biden has a chance to enact his 100-day agenda in Congress. So it wouldn't be a distraction. And only then, after the 100 days, would the House send the impeachment to the Senate for a trial. Now, at that point, Donald Trump will have been an ex-president for at least 3 months. And then his trial would begin in the Senate. Now, this is not a question of politics and distracting from an agenda. It's just a question of, can a former president be impeached? That is, a former president, a president who is out of office, can he be impeached? Now, there is debate among Democrats about the best way to proceed on this. Clyburn obviously has his suggestion. Other Democrats say, no, we must remove Donald Trump from office immediately. So the Senate must begin a trial immediately, and they'll just have a really, really super fast trial. And then they can remove him from office before he actually leaves office on January the 20th. So there's some debate among Democrats about this. But it was Clyburn's trial balloon that spurred Michael Luttig to start thinking about these issues. So afterward, he tweeted, and I'm going to read from his tweet, "The very concept of constitutional impeachment presupposes the impeachment, conviction, and removal from office of a president who is, at the time of his impeachment, incumbent in the office of president from which he is removed by impeachment. The text, structure, and evident purposes of the Constitution's several impeachment clauses all confirm this understanding." Now, I just read you those impeachment clauses, but I'm going to read you this Luttig tweet again. "The very concept of constitutional impeachment presupposes the impeachment, conviction, and removal from office of a president who is, at the time of his impeachment, incumbent in the office of president, from which he is removed by impeachment. The text, structure, and evident purposes of the Constitution's several impeachment clauses all confirm this understanding." I mean, it's obvious. Impeachment is about removing the president from office. And if it cannot be completed before the president has actually left office, then impeachment does not apply. And there is another constitutional prescription for dealing with wrongdoing involving a president after he has left office, which is to indict him, to charge him with a crime, and try him. Quick sip of water there. All right. So what now? The Democrats are determined to impeach the president again. Just determined. And they have the House majority. They can do it. They are unstoppable. But there won't be time for the Senate to hold a trial with any semblance of due process. For example, there's been no due process at all in the House. Okay, the majority wrote the article, and they're going to pass the article. So this idea of hearings and arguments and defenses and all of that stuff, just forget it. It's out the window. And there is an argument about, for example, whether Trump incited the rioters who attacked the Capitol last Wednesday. Trump has a defense on this. You may not accept his defense. Maybe a majority of Republicans wouldn't accept his defense. I don't know. But he has a defense. And I think most people, absent Trump derangement syndrome, would say that he should have an opportunity in the House to make that defense before he's impeached. But that's not going to happen. Just not going to happen. So, during a trial, you would think you would certainly have the opportunity to do that. But doing that, affording the president the due process that should be involved, would certainly take the trial past the time the president has left office. So there again, you get in this problem of removing a president who's no longer president. We're going to remove an ex-president from office. Okay. So given all this, the fact that the speed, the timing of this affects the substance. It affects the merits of this case. That is, you don't have time to talk about the merits, to debate the merits, to explore the merits. You don't have time to do any of that because you're rushing to get this impeachment done while he's still president so you can remove the president from office when he's the president. After he's not the president, you can't remove him from office. He's not in office. So, what can Trump do, and what should people who are concerned about this precedent for future presidents do? Well, the most important thing he can do is take the Democrats to court. As we've been saying, there really are serious constitutional issues involved in a post-presidential impeachment. Now, Luttig expects the president's lawyers would take the case to the U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia. Now, what happens then? I asked him whether the judges there might do, as judges often do this. I mean, there's this big dispute going on between, say, the president and Congress, or inside Congress, whatever. There's this big dispute going on, and it's brought to the court, and the court says, you know, this is not for us to decide. This is not an issue for the judiciary to decide. This is a matter for the legislative branch to figure out. It's an argument that Congress and not the judiciary should decide. So I asked Michael Luttig about this. I said, well, what do you think? What about the chance? What's the chance the judges, either at the Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia, or if it went to the Supreme Court, as it most certainly would, what's the chance that the judges would just punt and say, this is not our deal? And he said, I don't think so, because it's a constitutional question. It would be one of the biggest constitutional questions in American history, which is true. It's absolutely true. And you would think that judges would have to decide this, although we don't know. It's possible that the courts could just throw this out or refuse to hear it and allow the House and the Senate to do what they do and set the precedent of an instant or a snap impeachment of a president who's no longer in office. They could do that. So that's where we are right now. Impeachment is coming, the second impeachment of President Trump. We don't know what will happen with a trial in the Senate. We don't know what the House will do. We do know that there's been no arguments on the merits. There's been no due process at all involved here. And we do know that will set a precedent for the future. Even the action of the House impeaching the president will certainly set a precedent for the future. Could happen again. And there may be more precedent set if a former president is impeached and convicted. There could be precedents involving people who are former presidents today. So there's extraordinary issues to be considered. It's all being considered in the white-hot passions of the aftermath of the riot and the violence at the Capitol, and we just don't know where things are going. So on that happy note, thanks very much for joining us, and we hope you'll join us again soon for another edition of the Byron York Show.
Ricochet. Join the conversation.
When you make decisions for your company, you always look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing and shipping to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your process to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, books, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart if you sell online. Schedule package pickups through the dashboard and automatically see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers, with rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are, even on the go. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other business decision makers with Stamps.com. Sign up at Stamps.com with code PROGRAM for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial, plus free postage, and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18+.